We are in the seventh parak. We're up to Mishnah Gimel, the Kulon, regarding all of the different offerings that we were explaining before, namely the Chatas, as well as the Ola, the sin offering, and the elevation offering regarding Ophos, birds. Enu metamos bebeis abliya. They will not make a person tame bebeis abliya through the means of swallowing, which means as follows, that when it comes to the laws of Tumah and Tahara, and on Shabbos we become a little familiar with it, with the third paragraph of the Giga, that when it comes to the laws of impurity, that if a person would slaughter an animal, and it would be done improperly, that animal is called a nevela, and if a person would touch that animal is tameh, by touching the animal you also become impure, rishon. However, when it comes to a bird that was slaughtered for the means of eating, and it was not slaughtered properly, it's in the veil, but if a person touches it, he will not become tummy. The only way a person becomes tummy is beves ablia, which means through the throat, which means swallowing or eating that non-kosher food. Now, when it comes to this situation, because it was not done for the purposes of eating, but rather it was part of the avoda, and in fact the whole process is different. We don't use shechita, we don't use a knife for slaughtering. Rather, maliko, we use the fingernail. So therefore, the whole process is quite different. And therefore, even if it would have been done improperly, certain parts of the service, nonetheless, that animal is not considered to make a person tummy, even one who eats it. Umo'alan behed. However, such a person who would derive benefit from this animal, from this bird, rather, then he would violate deriving benefit from that which is really belongs to the Beis HaMikdash. Therefore, Mi'ilah, he will have to get he will receive the obligation of having to bring a sacrifice called an Ashim Ilos, because he derived benefit from that which is the Beis HaMikdash. Even though it's something which is not fit, something which really cannot really be used for the Beis HaMikdash anymore, but it was designated as such, and therefore you have violated Me'ilah. The only exception to that, as this short Mishnah concludes, is Chutz B'chatas of She'osu L'mata, K'masi Chatas L'shem Chatas. If you had the sin offering for a bird, and everything was done properly, it was sprinkled on the bottom of the Mizbeach, which is what needs to be done, its blood, and it was done, all the actions for the sin offering, as well as L'shem Chatas, not only did you have the right actions, you had the right thoughts. In that situation, if a non-Kohen would eat from this bird, so even though he's not supposed to, it was really supposed to be given over to the Kohen, but since all the avoda was done properly, and the blood was sprinkled properly, everything, and at that point, the Kohanim were supposed to eat it, at that point, if they would eat, a non-Kohen would eat it, he would not have violated Me'ilah, because the service, the Kapar, was already achieved. However, when it would come to an Olah, an elevation offering, in which it's completely consumed on the altar, on the Mizbeach, at that point, even after the blood has been sprinkled, nonetheless, if a person would derive benefit from it at that point, then Mash, Elos, a person would have violated Me'ilah when it comes to that.